All right, we begin here, about 15 lines down, in the middle of Nun Vet, Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is still discussing the Braita that we brought yesterday. We ended off yesterday with the Braita concluding that we were speaking about the Gago Shel Yisod. We're speaking about the top of the Yisod. And then we still had the question, when you're speaking about the top of the Yisod, what does that mean? Again, we saw three different interpretations yesterday, but just following through with Rashi, then you have two possibilities within the Braita. One of which is that the primary Nitino Dam of the Olah must end up on corners or parts of the Mizbeach that have a Gaga Yisod or that get to the Gaga Yisod. Or is it coming to teach you that all Korbanot require a Yisod? And at the end, when you finish, the Shiraim end up over there. And then we had Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva come along and tell us that Gaga Yisod Lomali Kra. What do you need a Pasuk to tell you? That you have to do it in an area where there's a Gaga Yisod? Because Kavachomer, it's a kal v'chomer. When it comes to the shirei chatat, the leftovers of the chatat, the shirayim of the chatat, that have no kapara associated with them, they require gaga yisod. They require to be placed on the yisod. Tchilat olah. You speak about the primary kapara associated with an olah, then certainly you need gaga yisod. And that leaves us the final statement of the braita, which is the purpose of that last Yisod Mizbach HaOlah, which is found by the Seir HaChatat of the Nasi, comes to teach you that all Korbanot require Yisod or require Shirayim be placed on the Yisod. So that's what we left off with. But we had two formulations of that. You have one formulation is Rabbi Shmuel's Kavachomer, and then you have Rabbi Kiva's formulation of the Kavachomer, which seem very similar. And that's what we're up to today. My Benayu. What's the difference between the Kavachomer of Rabbi Kiva and the Kavachomer of Rabbi Shmuel? Amar Avada Bava, Shirayim Me'akvim Ikamenayu. Whether Shirayim are Me'akev the Kapara, that's the difference between them. Marsavar Me'akve, one of them holds it is Me'akev, Marsavar Lo Me'akve. The other one says it's not Me'akev. The way Rashi explains it here, it's the difference between Rabbi Yishmael, who simply makes a statement that when it comes to the Sheirei Chatat, She'ein Mechaprim, that they are not Mechaper, versus Rabbi Kibu says the Sheirei Chatat, She'ein mechaprim ve'ein ba'im lechaper. So Rabbi Shmuel says, She'ein mechaprim says, they themselves do not create kapara, but they can be me'akev the kapara. They can stop the kapara from going through. They can affect the other matnot dam that were placed on there. As Rabbi Kiva says, Ein mechaprim, they do not provide kapara, ve'ein ba'im lechaper, and they have no impact on the kapara as a whole. Rabbi Kiva is the one who says they're not me'akev at all. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel believes that they are me'akev. How me'akev they are, it's not clear here, but it simply means that they're me'akev, not the kapara, in the sense that the kapara doesn't go through. It's me'akev, the ability of the Kohanim to eat the korban in this instance. Or do you view it as being that it's me'akev completely the kapara? Not only can the Kohanim not eat it, you can't even attain kapara, and that would mean that you'd have to do a redo on everything that's there to get this shirayim in order to attain kapara in this instance. Question of how impactful is it that the Shirayim here are me'akev the kapara? So that's the difference between the Rapapa Amar, the Kulei Alma Shirayim ain't me'akvin. Everybody believes that Sheri Adam are not me'akev. That means both Sheri Adam of the Chatot HaChitzonot as well as the Chatot HaPnimiyot. Nobody thinks that Shirayim are me'akev. V'ahacha b'mitzui chatat of me'akev kamiflegei. They're arguing about whether the mitzui, which is the residual of the dam of the bird of the chatat, that's where they argue about whether it's me'akev. Marsavar me'akev, marsavar lo me'akev. Once again here, you'll have a machlok between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva as to whether the mitzvah adam is me'akev, and that'll be the nafkamina between them. But so it says here, by the korban olev yoreh, by the chatat that is brought from a bird, v'izami dam chatat al kir mizbeach, that you sprinkle or have the blood squirt from the dam chatat onto the wall of Mizbeach, v'anishar badam yimatzei al yisod ha-mizbeach chatat hu. The remainder of the dam that is found in the bird, yimatzei, you will push it or squish it onto the yisod ha-mizbeach chatat hu. That v'anishar badam yimatzei, that's the nafkamina between them, as to whether there is ikuv or not. And so Rapapa narrows the scope of their machloket, saying it's not in general about shirayim, but only about the Sheri Adam of the Chatat, as to whether that requirement of Mitzui Adam is an absolute requirement, or is it simply, if there is leftover Dam, you need to put it on the base, but it's not Ma'akev the Kapara. So So Tanya Kavatid Rapapa, we have a braita that supports Rapapa's contention here that there is no machloki between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva with regards to the Shirayim being me'akev. That is because it says by the Par Kohen Mashiach, but called Dama Par Yishpoch, a Yisod Mizbach Haula, Asher Petach Omoed. So then the word Par, as the braita is going to note, is unnecessary. Because it could have just written, Bet kol dam yishpoch ha-yisod mizbach ha-olah. We know the subject of the pasuk is already the par, because that's the whole context in which it's written. So the word par there is extraneous. That's what the Breita says. Matam alomar ha-par. We made al-par yom ha-kippurim, she-ta'un matan damim li-yisod. That teaches you that the par of Yom Kippur requires matan dam li-yisod, or the sharia dam is placed on the yisod, because that's not written explicitly by the korbanot that are found by the par seir shel Yom HaKippurim. Because there, it doesn't have any directive about the residual dam. And so now, here, you're going to say the word par, or the extra word par, tells me that that word par that's found by par Kohen Mashiach also tells me about the par Yom HaKippurim. That's Divrei Rabbi, or Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer. Not that Rabbi Shmuel fundamentally disagrees, it's just that he wants to say that you don't need the pasuk to tell you that. And that is because, Uma imish ein nichnas damo lifnim chova ta'un yisod, the korban that is not brought as a chova, yet despite that fact requires that you place the residual dam on the yisod, this is a reference to the par Kohen Mashiach. The par Kohen Mashiach is not an obligatory korban. Now the truth is, it is an obligatory korban, but it's only obligatory if you do the sin. So there's no obligation to do the sin in order to bring the korban. If you do a sin, there's an obligation to bring it, which is always known as a chatat she'tena kvua, something that doesn't have a fixed time, doesn't have a fixed interval in which you're going to bring it. Nevertheless, it requires that kol dama par yishpoch yisod mizbach ha'olah. There's still a requirement that you put the sharia dam onto the yisod. When it comes to the par Yom HaKippurim, where it is obligatory in the sense that it happens on an annual basis, irrespective of whether anybody has done anything during the year, you've got to do it. It's a cyclical type of korban. It's a chatat shekavua lazman. So that in udin shetaun yisod, it certainly requires yisod. He says you don't need a posuk to tell you that you require sharia dam al yisod for the par Yom HaKippurim. You can learn it from a kal v'chomer for par Kohen Mashiach. I'm Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva offers an alternative. He says, why are you speaking about whether it's a chova or not a chova? There's a fundamental difference between par Yom HaKippurim versus the parim and yisufim and yisurim and yisufim. We saw that in the Mishnah, that when it comes to the par Yom HaKippurim, they have hazayot ben abadim. They have matnot dam that go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, as opposed to the par im hanisafim and serim nisafim, they only have matnot dam in the Heichal and on the Mizbech HaZav. They don't have it lifnai lifnim. When it comes to the par Kohen Mashiach, shein damo nichnas lifnai lifnim, it doesn't get taken into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because it's a par hanisraf, ben l'chuva, ben l'mitzvah. Whether it's an obligatory or a mitzvah korban, here Rashi wants to eliminate the word chuva from the Girsah, because he says, we just said before, that Par Kohen Mashiach is not a chova. In Rabbi Shmuel's terminology, it's not a chova. Par Yom Kippurim is a chova. So how can you say over here, ben the chova, ben the mitzvah? So Rashi wants to eliminate the word chova, but he says, if it is in the Girsah, you can explain it in the following manner, and that is, everything is relative. It depends what you're comparing something to. When you look at the Par Yom Kippurim versus the Par Kohen Mashiach, in that context, the par Yom HaKippurim looks like a chova, and the par Kohen Mashiach looks like a non-chova. When you're looking at the par Kohen Mashiach vis-a-vis other korbanot, like for instance the Seir HaNasi, there it's a chova, I mean it's an obligation to bring the dam into the Kodesh, which is not true by the Seir Chatat HaNasi or the regular Chataot HaChitzonot. Over there, there's no obligation to bring the Eichal. So the word chova is a relative term. Something's obligatory relative to something else. So depending what you're looking at, in the context of looking at versus Yom Kippur, it's not a chova. But looking at it versus other korbanot, it is a chova. So Rashi says you could leave the girsa in if you wanted to, and look at it on a relative basis. So here, where the dam is not taken lifnai lifnim to own yisod, it requires yisod. Mishin yichdas doma chuvah lifnai lifnim. The paris ayir shiomi kippurim, they require the dam be taken all the way in to the kodesh hakodeshim. Enu din should own yisod. Certainly, it requires yisod. So here, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Giva bring in as a kal v'chomer, Rabbi Shmuel focusing on chuvah versus lack of chuvah, Rabbi Giva focusing on Kodesh HaKodeshim versus lack of Kodesh HaKodeshim. Either way, if the Parak Oy Mashiach requires Yisod, then certainly the Parsha Yom HaKippurim should require Yisod. Yocho Ya'akvenu. So here, Rashi seems to indicate this is going back to Rabbi Shmuel's view, but Yocho Ya'akvenu, that this would be an Ikuv, Tamal Omar, V'chila Mikaper et HaKodesh. That's the last wording that's brought by the Matno Dam by Yom HaKippurim. It says, V'izala min adam be'etzbo sheva pa'amim. T'yaro v'kiddushom mitumot b'nei Yisrael. Those are the seven hazot that you do on the top of the Mizbech Zav. The last of the Matnot Dam. And after that it says, Mechila mikaper et hakodesh be'et olmoed be'et hamizbech v'kriv et seir achai. So here you have the end of the Matnot Dam of the par is chila mikaper et hakodesh. So here it says that this is the end or the completion of the kapara of the kodesh. Shamu kol hakaparot kulan. Then you completed, or you finished, all the kaparot that are there. Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. So here, in Rabbi Ishmael's position, you see that he says, V'chilav mikaper, that they put matno dama to the son of Mizbeach, even though they are necessary, they are l'chadchila, a mitzvah to do them, but nevertheless, they are not mi'akev the kapara. They certainly do not stop you, because the pasuk says, V'chilav. When you finished doing all these matnot, you did tilat kapara. You finished the kapara. And over there, by the par Yom HaKippurim, the matnot and the yisod are never mentioned. That means that the kapara can be completed without the matnot dam onto the yisod. So you see from this that even Rabbi Ishmael believes that the matnot dam or the vishirayim onto the yisod afterwards is not me'akev. So now, kal v'chomer, the par Kohen Mashiach. Me'ata, if you're going to use a kal v'chomer, like you're suggesting, Rabbi Ishmael, like you're suggesting, Rabbi Akiva, that use the Kal V'chomer to tell me that there is a requirement of Matanat Yisod from Par Kohen Mashiach to Par Yom HaKippurim, then why can't you do the same thing by taking the Seir Nasi? The Seir Nasi also has Matnot on the Yisod, and that means that I can make a Kal V'chomer, and why do I need a Pasuk by the Par Kohen Mashiach? Me'ata, Mami She'in Nechnasto Ma'ot Lifnim Lo Chuvav Lo Mitzvah. When it comes to the Seir Nasi, or the Chatot HaYachid, who don't go into the Heichal at all, not for a chuvah, not for a mitzvah, all their matnot dam are done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, to own Yisod. And over there by the Seir Nasi, as we saw yesterday, there's a requirement of Matanat Yisod. Mish nechdas damo lifnim ben lechuvah ben lemitzvah, the korban of the Par Kohen Mashiach, where its dam is taken into the Heichal, whether it's for chuvah, whether it's for a mitzvah, enu din should to own Yisod? Certainly it should require Yisod. Yocho Yaakvenu. You would think that it is me'akev. Tamad lomar, bet kol, dam hapar, yishpoch. So that's the pasuk that we brought before. And now we're saying the pasuk is not necessary to teach you about Parsha Yom HaKippurim, but rather it's coming to teach you about Par Kohen Mashiach itself. Nitko HaKatuv, the pasuk broke it away. The way we have the Gerson Argamar is Nitko HaKatuv, the asay, that it made it into an asay. Rashi and the Shittim Mekubetzah here knows an Ot Yudalit, that it's likely that the word lasei should not be here. Rather, it's nitko hakatuv, baso shirei mitzvah. Torah made into a shirei mitzvah. Lomar lecha, shirayim ein me'akvim. To tell you that shirayim are not me'akev. And even though you could say a principle that we see other places in Shas, which is, even though you could have learned it through a logical argument, through a kal v'chomer, Torah fekotav lakra. The pasuk wrote it anyway, even though it could have come through a drasha. The Baal Tosfot here, and in other places in Shas, note, that we only invoke that principle when we have nothing else to learn from the pasuk, or nothing else to learn from this statement. But where we have a drasha, we'd much rather use a drasha and say that it's not just extraneous in the sense that the Torah wrote it, even though you could have learned it, but rather it's there for a purpose. And over here, that is the purpose, to teach you that it is not me'akev. So over here we had a din that's brought in a braita. Truthfully, the din is not so relevant to everything that we're doing, but the purpose of why we're bringing it is to show you that even Rabbi Shmuel believes that when it comes to the Shairei Adam, that's only in the mitzvah, it's only the chatfila, it's not makev. And that's supportive of Rav Papa's contention The machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is not about whether the Sharia Adam are me'akev, because even Rabbi Shmuel believes that the Sharia Adam are not me'akev. You have to come up with a different machlok between them, which is a machlok about the Sharia Adam or the Mitzui Adam of the Chatat Ha'of. And we do that by, first of all, the Braita starts out by saying the word hapar is extraneous by Par Kohen Mashiach, because it says that kol dam hapar ishpoch iso mizbach ha'uda. You don't need the word hapar, because you could have just written that kol hadam ishpoch iso mizbach ha'uda. You're speaking about the par. You don't need the subject to be repeated. And the Braita says that teaches you that Parsha Yom Kippurim requires you sowed. There we had Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel bring a kal v'chomer to say, you don't need a posuk to teach me that information. That information is a logical extension from Par Kohen Mashiach. If Par Kohen Mashiach requires you sowed, then certainly Parsha Yom Kippurim requires you sowed. According to Rabbi Kiva, because Par Yom Kippurim go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which Par Kohen Mashiach doesn't, and therefore certainly it'll require you sowed. Or for Rabbi Shmuel, because the Par Kohen Mashiach is not obligatory, whereas Par Yom Kippurim is obligatory, so for that reason you know that information. Then we take the next step. The next step is, why do I need this pasuk at all? Forget about the word hapar. The pasuk itself is extraneous. If you tell me it's a logical extension, it's a kal v'chomer, then I could go to the next chatat, a level down, which is a seir nasi. By seir nasi, it also says you require your soul. If you make the same kal v'chomer and say, seir nasi that doesn't go into the kodesh at all requires your soul, then par koi mashiach that goes into the kodesh certainly should require your soul. Well then, if it requires you sowed, why did you write the pasuk? If you can do that through a kavah homer, why did you write the pasuk? That's the Gemara's answer. It called dama par, you spoke, el you sowed mizbach ha'olah, comes to teach you. It is the mitzvah and not the hake. How it teaches you that, Rashi claims, is based on the verbiage that is used over here. And that is, all the other matno dam that are mentioned here are written in the following manner. V'natana kohen min adam, v'lakacha kohen, v'tavau. All the verbs are written in the past tense with the vav chipuch, which is vitaval, vilakach, vinatan. And you come here, all of a sudden it says, v'koldam apar, yishpoch. It's written in the future tense. So Rashi says it's the difference in the conjugation of the verb is conjugated differently than all the other verbs that are found in the instructions there. Every other one of them is written with a vav chipuch, lashon avar. Here it's written lashon atid. The other difference between them is that all the other instructions begin with a verb. And that is, v'lakach ha-kohen, v'taval ha-kohen et etzvo, v'izah min adam, v'natan ha-kohen min adam. They all begin the phrase or the pasuk with the verb leading out. Over here, it's just the opposite. It says, v'tkol ha-dam ha-par yishpok. It begins with the object and then with the verb coming afterwards. So those two differences indicate that this is something different than what was mentioned before. That difference is, it's not me'akev. It's coming to tell you that it's different than all the other matnot, avodot, adam that were mentioned until now. This one has its own rules, and that is that it is lechatchila, it is the mitzvah, but it is not me'akev. So that's how we know that Rabbi Shmuel believes that it's not me'akev over here. And that means that that's supportive of Rav Papa's contention, but that's not the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara then says, even according to Rabbi Papa, v'savar Rabbi Shmuel mitzui chatat of me'akev. Now according to your understanding, you're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel believes that mitzui adam of chatat is me'akev. That's Rabbi Papa's view. Rabbi Kiva thinks it's not me'akev. Rabbi Shmuel believes it is me'akev. Does Rabbi Shmuel really believe it's me'akev? Atana, the Beit Rabbi Shmuel. We have a braita that's brought from the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel. By nishar badam, Yimatzei, that's the pasuk that we wrote before. The remaining blood will be placed on the Yisod HaMizbeach. V'anishar Yimatzei, that means that which is left over will be squeezed onto the Yisod. Shenu Nishar, lo Yimatzei. But if there's nothing left over, then you don't do a mitzui. So now, if there's nothing left over, you don't do mitzui, that's indicative that it's not me'akev. Otherwise, you make sure that there's dam left over, and you do it. The truth is that there is a middle ground over here, which the Gemara does not address, and I think it would have been an easier answer for the Gemara, which is, if you have dam left over, you must do mitzui. You don't have dam left over, you don't have to do mitzui. That doesn't mean it's not me'akev, but what you see from here is the Gemara believes when it's me'akev, that means me'akev kavra means you must do it. And therefore over here, if there's a possibility that you're not going to have to do it, then that shows you it's not me'akev. If that's the case, now we have a Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel indicating that mitzui adam chatat is not me'akev. since there's no obligation to do the mitzui, elim kain, there is dam left over, that shows you that it's not me'akev. My answer is straight tanaim about libid Rabbi Shmuel. You have two tanaim bringing down the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. One tana who thinks it is me'akev, and one tana who thinks it's not me'akev. And that's how we solve the problem of this braita that seems to indicate that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not me'akev, whereas the braita before, where the machloket Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, over there, that Rabbi Shmuel does believe it is me'akev. Now, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Haitana Savar Shirayim Me'akve. So after the dismissal before by Rabbi Papa of this view that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue about whether the dam is me'akev or not, we have nobody who says that Sharia dam is me'akev. Now we have Rami Bar Chama coming along and saying we do have a Tana that thinks that the Sharia dam are me'akvin. The Tanya. We have the pasuk that is found by the processing of the chatat in Parshat Tzav that tells you that a kohen hamechate ota, Rashi says means a kohen that zorek the dam, because zrikat the dam is what provides the kapara and removes the chet. So hamechate, the one who's going to cleanse the chet, machate ota, the thing that he does in order to cleanse the chet, which is the zrikat the dam, then yochlena, he is the one has the right to eat the korban or to partake or participate in the korban. Or you can eat a mechate uta, the one who turns it into a chatat, yochlena, he will get the achilah. And what turns it into a korban chatat is the zrikat adam or the avodot that bring about the fact that it's now called a chatat. And once again there, the word uta is extraneous because that's the topic. So why do you need mechate uta? Ve'amechate yochlena. Ota, we know already. That's what we're speaking about, a chatat. So the ota is extraneous, and from that we learn a miut ota, that it must be done in this particular way, and if it's not done in this particular way, it's gonna fail and it's gonna be psula. So it tells you, the kohen that is the one who does the avoda, yochlena, will be the one who eats it. That's how we know that only a kohen who's oveid has a right to eat from the korbanot. That doesn't mean the particular kohen who's doing the avoda, means that the kohanim that are in service on that day have the right to eat the korban. So now, the diuk is, ota is a miut. Ota shnitan damala mala. Only the chatat, where the dam is placed the mala, which is the proper placement of the dam for a chatat. Chatat requires arba karnot. If you place it on the four corners of the mizbeach, that is the mala on the top of the mizbeach. So if you do it properly on the top of the mizbeach, and not a korban chatat where the dam was placed in the incorrect place, the lower half of the mizbeach, that chatat will not be okay or will not be eaten by the kohanim. So you could read it like Rashi's reading it now, which is, that is what grants the ability of a kohen to eat the korban chatat, which means if it fails, they can't eat the korban chatat, which might imply that there is kapara, but no ability to have achilah. Or you could read it more broadly, which is a mechate uta yochlena. That means that the korban chatat is reliant on this in order for it to be kasher. It's not kasher, you won't be able to eat it because there is no kapara provided if the dam is put lamata. And that partly might depend on the machloka between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan back on Daf Chav Vav and Mubet. Even though the Bali Tosfot say over here that din of Shmuel is not relevant, and the Bali Tosfot tries to separate between that sugya and the sugya over here. Amart, v'chimayin vato. First of all, why do you need a miut? A miut implies that you have a havamina that it should be otherwise. Over here, why would you have any havamina to believe that the matnot dam of the chatat, if you put them in the wrong place, then maybe the chatat should be okay? So now I have a miut telling you, only if you do it up top is it okay. If you do it down below, it's not okay. But that means that you could have a possibility in your mind to think that bringing a chatat on the lower half of the mizbeach is okay. Why would you even think that? Because the pasuk says in Devarim, "Bedam zivachecha yishafech al mizbeach haolam," that the dam will be poured on the mizbeach haolam. Rashi says shvichachat, that it only has to be one shvicha. Amarnu lenitanim b'matan arba shemnatan b'matan achat kiper. That Rashi says what we learned in the previous perek, that if you do one matan dam for the korban, that is sufficient to make the korban kasher. That the only thing that's me'akev is a single matanat dam. The remaining are just the mitzvah. So by the korban chatat, where there are four matnot that have to be done, one out of the four is me'akev. Yochol apanitanim namala shenatnan namata kiper. Seems like they break the jumps over here. Because you're speaking about the number of matnot dam versus the placement of the matnot dam. So when you have the pasuk that says dam zvachecha yishafech, sounds like one shficha is sufficient. So that's why one is makev and not four. But what does that have to do with location of where you're placing the dam? That might have to do with the fact that it says yishafech. You pour it. When you pour the dam, that's both indicative of that. There's no location where it needs to be done. And even maybe more so, when you're pouring the dam, where do we have dam that is poured? That is by Yisod HaMizbeach. You can see that in Sheet of Mikubetz, the Bet, where he notes, V'hu adin d'mishtoi k'ra b'chol ha'zvachim, afilu b'chatat, d'vei yishafeich. Dainu mashma d'mata, d'shvicha al yisod. L'shon shvicha mashma, sh'shofeich agabei davar acher. Dainu agabei ha'yisod, banu d'mato. And that's how they know from dam zvecha yishafeich, not only that it's a matana achat, but also the fact that it is lamata and not the mala, even though it's a chatat. So maybe that's why there's an indication that it can be done even lamato, vidinu. And it makes sense that it should be mechaper when you put the dam down below. Nemru damim lamala, benemru damim lamato. We have dam, or there's certain korbanot that require dam be placed above, like the chatat behema. Benemru damim lamato. And there's certain damim that have to go down below. Rashi Obikir claims that the damim lamatan are the chatat ha'of. The chatat ha'of is put on the lower part of the mizbeach. Ma damim amruim lamatan shenatanan lamalan lo kiper. Damim that you put on the lower half of the mizbeach. If you place them on the upper half of the mizbeach, clearly you're not kiper. We don't know why it's clearly so. The Rashi says over here it's based on the fact that by the pasuk of the chatat ha'of, it says as chatat hi. So when it says that, so that who is a mute to tell you that it works only when it's done properly on the lower half of the Mizbeach, not when it's done in the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Bali Tosafot, just in general note, that we also find that by Behema, it's Perish HaKunchis, the Bechatat Ov Ketiv, he, or really who, Shem Shinaba Pasla, the Tema HaBehema Namiktiv. By Behema, it also has the same mute. By the Seir Nasi, it says, "V'samach gadol rosh seir v'shchatoto b'mkom ashi shchatat ha'ula lifnei Hashem chatat hu." So you have the same chatat hu by the Seir of the Nasi as you have by the chatat ha'uf. And that's what's bothering the Balei Tosafot. But then if you look at the Sheet Mekubetzet, he differentiates between where the chatat hu is found. But over here by the chatat ha'uf, it says, "V'izam idam ha'chatat al-kir mizbeach." Nishar b'dami matzel yisod ha-mizbeach chatat hu. Over there, the chatat hu is found by the hazot ha-dam. And that's an area of the korban that is me'akeh. As opposed to the chatat hu that is found by the korbanot of the behema, where there, the chatat hu is by the shechita. You can see that once again at the end of Shita Megretzit Ot Bet, where he says, the seir nasi dota hi k'tiv kodem matan damim. Lo sheyach lomar shimshina kodem matan damim pasur. And so by the shchita, which is not the ikar kapara, it writes chatat hu. Whereas over here, by the chatat ov, it writes the chatat hu by the ikar kapara. And so that may be the difference, or the distinction as to why Rashi picked chatat ov and not any chatat ha behema. So then the Braita continues and says, well, when it comes to damim that are put down below, then certainly, if you put them up top, there is no kapara because of chatat hu. Avdamim arim lamalon. So then why don't you say the same thing about the dam that goes in the upper half of the mizbeach? Natan lamata lo kiper. That if you put them down below, they should not be mechaper. So you would have thought that it's a natural extension. If dam that is put in the lower half of the mizbeach, when it's put in the wrong location up above, it doesn't work, then certainly dam that is put up top should not work when it was put on the lower half. I don't know, certainly, but at least it should be equal to in that manner. The Braita says, no, that's not true. The equation is not right. Ima marit betachtonim, shenitanim minitina lamala, shein sofan lamala, makes a big difference. When you speak about matno dam, when you put it on the lower half of the mizbeach, they are never going to the upper half of the mizbeach. Lo kiper, that's why they're not kiper. Whereas, tumar be'el yunim, shenitanan lamato, you put the damim, the mala, that you normally have to put the mala, like the chatat habeima, and then you put them the mata, sheish mehen karev the mata, there you have damim that will end up on the lower half. There are two different girsot over here. The girsot that we have is sheish mehen karev the mata, which Rashi says means the shayirei adam. By the chatat ha-beima, even though the ikar might know they're putting the upper half of the mizbeach, in the end, the latter part of the dam, the nishar ba-dam, is going to end up in the lower half of the mizbeach by the yusod. That's one way to read it. Or the way we read it earlier in the Masechta, and that is probably the other girsa, which is shukein sofan lamato. Because in the end, they end up on the down, they drip down. Then when you put the matnot lamalo, they're going to drip down the mizbeach and end up in the lower half of the mizbeach anyway. So given that, maybe they should be kasher. That's why we need it now. We're saying the posuk to teach you hamechate ota. So the Gemara says, you tell me you need mechate ota to tell me that if you put the damim in the wrong place, they're not kasher. That means you get a havamina that they would be kasher. Why would you have a havamina they should be kasher? Because it says, dam zvachecha yishapech. So that seems to indicate that placing any matan dam anywhere on the mizbeach should work. And so over here too, it should work that way. It says, how can you even say that? When you have damim that go on the lower half of the mizbeach, you have a miut that says that it only works there, not on the upper half. Well, if those on the lower half don't work on the upper half, then those on the upper half shouldn't work on the lower half. Gemara says you can't make that statement because those on the lower half will never get to the upper half. But those on the upper half will end up in the lower half. And again, we said that one of two ways, either through the shirayim or through dripping down the side of the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, damim habnimim yochichu. The damim of the chatot of pnimiyot will prove to you that it's wrong. Sheish mehem karev bachutz. That over there, you have the damim that go on the heichal in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the heichal, the mizbeach zav. And then you also have dam that's put on the mizbeach hachitzon. The sherei adam of the chatot of pnimiyot are put on the mizbeach hachitzon. V'im natnan b'tchila bachutz. If they originally put them out bachutz, meaning if you did it wrong and you put them on the mizbeach hachitzon, lo kiper, there is no kapara. So just because something is going to end up somewhere, doesn't mean if you do the chatchila there that it's okay. The damim ha-pnimiyim of the chatot ha-pnimiyot are going to end up on the mizbeach chitzon. That doesn't mean if you start out on the mizbeach chitzon, everything's fine. Similarly, when the damim elyon, even though they're going to end up the mato, doesn't mean if you start out the mato that it's going to be okay. So look, the Gemara says they're not comparable. Now, when it comes to the damim ha-pnimiyim, where the mizbeach ha-pnimi is not mimarkan, and we will leave this for right now to not translate it. The Gemara will tell us what the word mimarek means, but in general, mimarek means to clean off or to cleanse oneself. Tomar be'el yonim sharei karnot mimarakot otan, whereas by the damim of the chitzon, where the karnot is where the chatat ve'imah is placed, they are mimarek. Im natna namal da'al kasherim. So if you put them down below, maybe they should be kasher. Tamalomar ota. That's why we need the ota. We went through all of this to explain why we mean chate ota, to teach you ota shnitan damim namala. Only if you place the matnot dam of the chatat ve'imah on the karnot above is it kasher. Lo shnitan dama lamata. Not if the dam was placed on the lower half of the mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks, Ma shem mizbeach apnimi marikan. What does that mean? That there's a difference between the mizbeach apnimi and the mizbeach achitzon. Lav elu shirayim. Isn't the difference between them the shirayim? Which is now the Gemara is indicating that when it comes to the mizbeach apnimi mimarkan, that's not the end of the matnot dam. They still need the requirement, or they still have the requirement that they be placed on the mizbeach achitzon. Versus those damim that are placed on the mizbeach chitzon, where the sharia dam is not a chuvah, is not obligatory. Amalei Rava, ihochi teiti bekavachomer. If that's the case, then it should be a kavachomer. You just brought something that actually will upend the logic of what the Braita is saying. If you tell me that the Braita is saying the difference between mizbeach hapnimi and mizbeach chitzon is that mizbeach hapnimi, the damim that are placed on the mizbeach hapnimi are an obligation. So is the dam, the sharia dam that are placed on the mizbeach chitzon, that's also an obligation. And then, the chatot ha-chitzonot, the dam that is placed on the karnot is obligation. The sharia dam that's put on the mizbeach, on the yisod mizbeach, that's not an obligation. Well, if you do that, then it's a kal v'chomer. If the pnimiim don't work, which is that if you place those damim that are supposed to go on the mizbeach pnimi, you put them on the mizbeach chitzon, it doesn't work. And there, it's even in a case where the sharia dam that has to go on the mizbeach chitzon is ma'akev, and you have to do it. And nevertheless, you can't start on the mizbeach chitzon. Then certainly by the chatat ha-beima, we do the damim on the top of the mizbeach, and then to put them in the lower half of the mizbeach is only the mitzvah, it's the chatchila, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. And certainly over there, that shouldn't allow you to start out on the bottom of the mizbeach. That doesn't help you. My shiraim apnimiim shesofan chuvah b'chutz. They're obligatory in the chutz. Asan b'tchila b'chutz lo kiper. If you do them by mistake on the outside, mizbeach doesn't work at all. Hanitanim lamalo. Those that are placed in the mizbeach chitzon on the upper half. She'ain sofan chuvah. In the end, there's no obligation to put them on the yisod of mizbeach the shari adam. There's no obligation down below to put them in the end the shari adam that way. But san b'tchila lamata inu din shelo kiper. Certainly, there it should not give you permission to do them at all. So that can't be explanation of what mimarkan means. Ella ain mizbeach mimarkan bilvad. But the mizbeach v'apnimi, the matno dam there, are not the only matno dam involved in this korban. Ella parochet. You need to do other matno dam. There's a matnot on the parochet, and there's a matnot on the mizbeach hazav. They are part of a series of damim that is what is brought in the mizbeach pnimi. That is why if you don't do them on the mizbeach pnimi, you start on the mizbeach kitzon, they fail, because the mizbeach is not the only placement of the damim there. Maybe had it been that the only requirement was that they were placed on the mizbeach pnimi, and then the rest of the dams put on the mizbeach kitzon, maybe in that case, if you did the whole thing on the mizbeach kitzon, it'd be kasher. The problem is that Mizbech Zav is not the only placement of Dam for these Chatot HaPnimiyot. You also have to place them for the Parsir Shem HaKippurim in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, for the Parim HaNisrafim, and Tzirim HaNisrafim, you have to place them in the Heichal, the Fnei HaParochet. So there are other Matnot Dam. Maybe the failure is that these other Matnot Dam don't allow it, that it goes on the Mizbech HaChitzon. On the other hand, when it comes to the Damim that go on the Mizbech HaChitzon for the Chatat, as opposed to the Mizbech HaChitzon, where the matnot dam lamala are all the matnot dam. The mizbeach is the sole location where the damim are being placed. So now, first of all, we have now rejected Rami Bar Chama's contention that there is a Tano who thinks that the sharia dam, at least of the chatot of pnimiyot, should be me'akev, because we thought maybe that was the explanation of this braita, and then we reject that and say that's not the right explanation of the braita, and given that, you can't prove that there's a Tana that believes that the Shari Adam of the Chatot and Pnimiyot or Me'akev does not come out of this Braita. This Braita started out with a assumption, which is that you have Mechate Ota, that Damim of the Korban Chatat must be placed on the upper half of the Mizbeach by the Karnot. You don't place it there, you're not Yotze the Korban. Gemara says, let's take a step back. You're telling me you need a Pasuk to tell me that that's the case? That implies that you think there's an alternative. There's a possibility that you put them down below, it would be okay. They say, well, where does that come from? They quote the Pasuk in Dvarim, V'dam zvachecha yishafech, to teach you that maybe anywhere you get it on the Mizbeach would suffice. Gemara says, how can you even think that? When the case of Achatat Ha'of, or maybe even according to others, other korbanot that are brought on the Mizbeach, where you have the word hu, that is a miut, tells you that if you build it down below, it's nitzchaper. Whereas if you put it up above, it's not mechaper. The same should be true in the reverse. That if you put the damim on top, it's mechaper. You put it down below, it's not mechaper. Why would you have a havamina that these damim should be okay? Gemara says they're different. When it comes to the damim elyonim, they drip down, or the sharia dam is going to end up in the lower half of the mizbeach. So maybe there it would be kasher when you do the lower half of the mizbeach. As opposed to the damim atachtonim, which never end up on the elyona of the mizbeach. That's why they're psulim. Gemara says, well, if you do that, why don't you look at the chatot apnimiyot? Chatot apnimiyot, they start in the mizbeach zahav, they end up in the mizbeach chitzon. Yet, if you do them all on the Mizbeach Chitzon, it doesn't work. Just because you're going to end up there, doesn't say you can start there. And so why would you think by the Chatot HaChitzonot, because you start on the top and end on the bottom, that if you do everything on the bottom, it's okay. We have a paradigm by the Chatot HaPnimiyot, where you start on Mizbeach Zav, end on Mizbeach Chitzon. So that should mean that if you start on the Mizbeach Chitzon, it works. We know it doesn't work. It's not Mechaper there. So the Gemara says there's a difference between the Chatot HaPnimiyot and the Chatot HaChitzonot. At first, we thought the difference is whether they're me'akev, are the shirayim me'akvin. And that was Rama Bar Chama's proof that there's a Tana who thinks that the shirayim are me'akev for the chatot apnimiyot. Rava comes along and says, that's wrong. That can't be the explanation of the Braita, because then it actually working in reverse against you. If the chatot apnimiyot, where it's an obligation to put on Mizbeach Chitzon, and you do it then starting on Mizbeach Chitzon, it doesn't work, then certainly a chatot apnimiyot, where you start on top and finish on the bottom, but finishing on the bottom is not an obligation, and certainly, if you started on the bottom, it's not going to work. So therefore, we reject the whole idea that it's speaking about Shirayim Me'akvei. And we say that the Mafi Havamino there is sourced out of the fact that those matnot that are done on the Chatot HaPnimiyot are done in multiple locations. And since it is multiple locations, you can't just say, oh, if I do it on Mizbeach Chitzon, it's okay. Well, there's the Eichal. There is the Kodesh HaKodeshim, possibly. How can you do it on the Mizbeach Chitzon? Versus the Chatat Beima, where all their Matnodam end up on the Mizbeach Chitzon. So whether it's on top or the bottom, maybe that's irrelevant. Along comes the Pasuk of Mechate Ota to teach you only on top does it work. You put it on the bottom, it's not going to work by the Korban. Tarabanan. So now we go back to that Pasuk that we find by the Par and Seir Shiyom HaKippurim. It says, V'chila mikaper to Kodesh, v'et ol moed, v'et ha-mizbeach, v'ikri v'et ha-sir ha-chai. So this Pasuk we already saw, this Gemara back on, Daf Mem, where we had machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva as to the interpretation of the Pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says, V'chila mikaper, im kiper, chila. If you did all the kaparot, then you finished your avoda. Im lo kiper, if you didn't do the kapara, lo chila, you didn't finish the avoda. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's interpretation, drush on the Pasuk. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo ne'amar. Why don't you just read the Pasuk in the order that is written? That's what Rashi says. The difference between them is the order of the Pasuk. You're flipping the words. It says, v'chila mikaper. And Rabbi Akiva is now saying, well, if you do the kapara, kivna. Which means that you're putting the kapara before the kila. But it just says, im kila, kiper. You finish what you're supposed to do, you get kapara. Im lo kila, you don't finish what you're supposed to do, Loki pair, then you don't get the kapara that you're looking for. Sheim chisar achat mikol matanot. From here you learn that if you're missing any one of the matanot dam on Yom HaKippurim, lo asav lo kum, you fail to gain kapara. The kapara is dependent on all the matanot dam. Whether we saw before, there's machloket as to whether they're 43 matanot dam, 47 matanot dam, or 48 matanot dam. The difference between those would be 43 is because they mix the seir and the par at the end to do the matanot on the Mizbeach Zahav. The other view says that they only mix the blood for the seven on the top of the Mizbeach Zahav. They don't mix the dam for the four matnot on the corners. Therefore, he has four extra matnot dam, it's 47. And then the 48 was that he believes the Sharia dam is also ma'akev. So it's 48. So now, over here, if you miss any one of those matnot, lo kam. As Rashi notes over here, Rabbi Yehuda needs the equal by the matanot, because he can't learn it out from the word chukah that appears by the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. Because we saw already earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Yehuda believes that Kiktiva Chuka b'Dvarim Asurim b'Bigdei Lavan Lifnai v'Lifnim Hu Dichtiv. That when it comes to Bigdei Lavan, that's where there's an ikuv in Lifnai v'Lifnim. But other matanot, there's no ikuv, and therefore he needs ikuv by everything because he doesn't have it through the word Chuka. And the reason he doesn't accept Rabbi Akiva's drosha, it says Rashi points out here, that you could come to the wrong conclusion. Because you could read it as v'chiper kila, not to mean kapara, the entirety of the kapara, but rather any kapara would provide you enough to be kila. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, learn it the way the pasuk's written, which is kila m'chiper, do everything, and then there is kapara. So now that he argues fundamentally on Rabbi Akiva's position, he thinks that Rabbi Akiva's drasha has a flaw in it, which could lead to a mistaken impression, and therefore he wants a drasha that's much clearer that you need everything in order to accomplish the kapara. My benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda's shita over here by changing whether it's kapara is kila or kila is kapara? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, makloket amoraim, chadamar mashmaut torshim ika benayu. The difference between them is just interpretive in nature. It's how to interpret the pasuk. The result, there's no nafkamina la alocha, which is that if you do what you're supposed to do, you get the kapara. You don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't get the kapara. But halachically, there's no distinction between them. It's just which one reads better into the pasuk, or which one is the intent of the pasuk in terms of the drasha, but it doesn't mean there's any difference. The difference between them is whether the shiraim are makev. The way Rashi explains it over here is, remember that we saw before, there is no instructions about the Sharia Adam by the Par of Seir Shiyom HaKippurim. We learned that out from a Kal V'chomer for Par Kohen Mashiach, or you learned it out from the extra word Par that is found, or we saw earlier on in Parik Ben Shammai, Vasal HaPar, Kasher Asal HaPar. If you believe that Par is referring to Yom Kippur, then you learn it from Par Amdav Shel Tziva over to Par Yom HaKippurim. That means by Par Yom HaKippurim, it's never explicitly written what you do with the Sharia Adam. That's what Rashi says over here. The difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda is the following. Rabbi Akiva says, kiper kila. That if you do the kapara, then you're done. Either it means do the kapara, everything that's written over here, in order to kila, to finish off, or chiper, any avoda that's associated with kapara you need to do in order to kila. But the shari adam, which is not something that brings about kapara, even if you believe it's me'akev, it's only me'akev the kapara of the ikar matno dam, it itself does not provide kapara. And therefore, kiper v'kila means you need to do all those things associated with kapara in order to finish off here. That means that the Sharia Adam are not relevant over here. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, kila. You have to finish everything. Not just that which is written here. Everything that's required of the Parashat Shir Shayom HaKippurim, which includes the Sharia Adam being put on the Mizbeach Chitzon. Therefore, if you do everything, kila, then kiper, you get your kapara. Lo kila, if you didn't finish everything, lo kiper. So that's the way that Rashi says the nafkamina between them is how much is the completion. According to Rikim, it's all the kaparot aspects. Kaparot aspects are all the things that are written in Parshat Achraimot. That Shari Adam being put on the Yisod, that means Beach, that's not an Indian of kapara. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, according to this, that it's not bringing kapara, it's just me'akev the kapara. So Rikim says, you do things that are associated with the kapara, you're done. That means all the matnot that are mentioned in Achraimot, not Shari Adam. But Rabbi Yehuda says, kila, gotta do everything. Not just that which is written, but even things that are not written in there that are learned from other korbanot. You have to do all of them in order to attain kapara. And so it is me'akev the kapara when you don't do the Sharia dam. Again, I'm not sure that it brings kapara, that matan dam. But that matan dam is me'akev the other matnot from accomplishing their kapara. So that'll be the difference in the lashon between them. To just know that it could have been the opposite, which is when Rabbi Akiva says, kiber, kila, if you do everything associated with the kapara, I mean, you do everything that's demanded of you, kila, you finish. Whereas opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, says, bikila, mechaper, you do everything that's here, finish it off, then you gain kapara. So there is a view within the Ravya against Rashi's view over here, that Rabbi Akiva is the one who says it's ma'akev, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it is not ma'akev. The only reason to maybe learn the opposite way, and like the way Rashi reads here is, we saw in the previous Amud, a similar proposition that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael are arguing about Dam Me'akev, and over there it's clear that Rabbi Akiva was the one that we were trying to set up as the one that's Einu Me'akev. But then to be consistent over here, you'd also want to set up Rabbi Akiva as being the one that says Einu Me'akev, and that would favor Rashi's interpretation over here. Now the Gemara says, Tistayim, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Hudamar Shiraim Demakveh. Let us conclude that Rabbi Shulman and Levi is the opinion that the Machloket Tanaim over here is about whether Sharia Adam or Ma'akveh, not just Mashmol Torshim. Dam Rabbi Shulman and Levi, the Divrei HaOmer, Shirai Ma'akveh. According to the one who says that Sharia Adam on Yom Kippur are Ma'akveh, then maybe Par Echad U'matchil Batchila Bifnim. That you have to bring another Par in order to start out. This has to do with if there's blood that was spilled, or if something happens that creates a psul while they're in the middle of the matnot dam, then you have to bring a new par and continue to do it. Now, whenever avoda you finish, you don't have to go back to. So if you did all the matnot in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, if the dam spills afterwards, then you don't have to go back to Kodesh HaKodeshim, you pick up where you left off. So that's the new set. But if it was in the middle of the matnot dam, let's say on the parochet, then you can't just start wherever you left off. You have to go back to the beginning of that series and start over again. We had a dissenting view. We saw before of Rabbi Shimon, who thought you could pick up wherever you left off. But the majority view, you have to start over for anything that you didn't complete. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, he says, according to the one who says that Sharei Adam are me'akev, that if the dam spilt, after you've done all the matnot in the Ben Abadim, all the matnot in the Parochet, all the matnot on the Mizbeach Zahav, but you don't have any dam now to put on the Sharim, but that's me'akev. So what do you have to do there? Maybe par achad. You have to bring another par, matchil batchila, and you got to start back on the mizbeach zahav. Because you can't have shirayim unless you have primary matnot. You can't just have the dam that you gave is the shirayim. Shirayim is, it was used before. So now you have to bring the matnot dam on the mizbeach zahav again, and then use the shirayim on the mizbeach chitzon. So if Yeshua ben Levi says, according to the one who says shirayim akveh, that means he clearly believes that there is an opinion that Shirayim Akvei, and that must mean that he's explaining the machloket between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda in that manner. So Mar says, Atu Rabbi Yochanan Leitle Hasvaro, that statement that's made by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, isn't it also made by Rabbi Yochanan himself? Bama Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemia Kedivrei Omer Shirayim Akvin. Rabbi Nechemia's opinion is premised or connected to the one who holds that Sharia Adam are Me'akev. Because he says, Sharia Adam, that you're Makriv Bachutz, you're Chayav for Hakravat Chutz. If you do the Matan Dam on a Mizbeach outside of the Mikdash, and those Matan Dam were from the Sharia Adam, you're Chayav Karet for that. Well, the only way you'd be Chayav Karet for that is if you believe Bifnim, it is a Chovah. And so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Nechemia is clearly within the position of the one who says that Sharia Adam are Me'akvin. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan makes the same statement. That means that he could also be the one who says here there's the difference between them. Ella, what are you going to have to say? Kedivrei Omer, v'lav lahani tanei. It is true that it's according to the one who says it's Me'akev, it's just not about these Tanaim. That's not Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. It's true there is a Tana that believes that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's these Tanaim that where that Machloket is. Hakanami, you can say the same thing in Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Kedivrei Omer. Yes, it's according to the one who says that Sharia Adam Arma Akve, v'lav lahani tanei. But it's not these Tanaim. It's not the Machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So one of the two of them says it. We don't know which one, but you can't prove anything from the fact that they say somewhere else, the Divrei Omer, that there's an opinion like this. Because it doesn't have to be these Tanaim. It could be another Tana that has that opinion. But nevertheless, there is some Tana, and that's the belief here. You can see that according to the way Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi stated it. And the Gemara keeps trying to find this Tana, but there's definitely a Tana that thinks that the Sharia Adam of the Chatot HaPnimiyot is Me'akev. Who that Tana is? We've tried to assign it to a number of different machlokot tanaim. In each instance, we have rejected that view or dismissed that view. Right now, we're going to start with the Mishnah. We're moving now from the chatot ha-pnimiyot to the chatot ha-chitzonot. Which means that these are the chatot that are processed on the outer mizbeach. And that's what the Mishnah begins. Chatot ha-tzibur v'yachid. These are the chatot, both of the tzibur and of the yachid. Elohein chatot ha-tzibur. These are the chatot ha-tzibur. Rashi is perplexed by that. What do you mean, these are chatot ha-tzibur? So were the Parsir Yerushiyom HaKippurim, and so are the Parim and Tzifim and Tzifim. They're also Chatot HaTzibur. So what does it mean here, the heading Chatot HaTzibur? These are the Chatot HaTzibur that are on the Mizbeach HaChitzoni, which means, besides the ones that we mentioned before, these are the additional Chatot HaTzibur, which are Tzirei Roshei Chodoshim V'Shel Ma'odot. These are the Karbanei Musaf that come on Rosh Chodesh, and on the Regalim, where we have a Seir Echad Lechatat that is found in all of those Korbanot. Shchitatan Bitzafon. The Korban has, they are Kodshei Kodashim, so they require Shchita on the northern side. Kibol Daman Klisharei Bitzafon. You have to do the Kabbalat Adam in a Klisharet in the north. V'daman Taun Arba Matanot Al Arba Karnot. And then they require four Matanot Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach. Keitzad. Well, how does that happen? What is the process by which this happens? Alava Kevesh. He ascends the ramp of the Mizbeach, Upana L'Soveiv, and then he turns off onto the Soveiv. We'll spend more time on this, on the exact structure of the Mizbeach, but there are differences of opinions with regards to the Soveiv, how one accessed the Soveiv. Whether it was a separate ramp to go to the Soveiv, or whether you went up the main ramp and then turned off onto the Soveiv. The Soveiv is an area on the Mizbeach, that is not on the top of the Mizbeach necessarily, but is a little above the halfway mark of the Mizbeach. There's a platform, an area where you could walk around. And from there, the Kohen could do the Avoda for the Matnot Dam that are Lamala on the top of the Mizbeach. You'd only go to the top of the Mizbeach for Hakrava, where you're actually going to do Haktara on the Mizbeach itself, on the top, on the pyres of the Mizbeach. For the Matnot Dam, you could turn off onto the Soveiv. That's one way to view it. Or the Panel of Soveiv could be the area that's around the top of the Mizbeach, that area that goes between the Karnot. But either way, he's Panel of Soveiv. He turns off onto the Soveiv. Ubalo the Karen, Dromit, Mizrachit. And he first comes to the southeastern corner. The reason for that is that he ascends the Mizbeach on the ramp. The ramp is on the southern side of the Mizbeach. The face of the Mizbeach is on the south. If you ascend on the south, and we're going to learn that Kol Pinyot Shatap Poneh, anytime a person has to make a decision as to where to go, right or left, we always opt for right. So if he ascends on the southern side of the Mizbeach and makes a right turn, the first Karen he's going to come to is the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. And then if he continues to move around in a right fashion, meaning that following his right hand, then he's going to go from Dromit Mizrachit, from the southeastern corner to Mizrachit Tzvonit, to the northeastern corner, and then to the Tzvonit Maravit, to the northwestern corner, and then Marvit Romit, and finally end up on the southwestern side, and then return to go down the Sovev on the southern side. You happen to be right. When you're turning, it depends on what you're facing, whether it's called left or right. What Rashi points out is that we look at it from the perspective of you facing the Mizbeach. When you ascend the ramp, you're facing the Mizbeach. So if you're going to make a right turn, that's going to take you to the southeastern corner. When you're at the southeastern corner and facing the Mizbeach, then the northeastern corner is to your right. So that's why you're right that each turn is a left turn, but when you're facing towards the Mizbeach, then everything is following your right arm around the Mizbeach. So it is about perspective, and that's why it's called right. The remainder of the dam goes on the southern part of the Yisod. This is what we discussed, that the Chatot HaPnimiyot, their Shari Adam is put on the Yisod HaMaravi. Over here, the Chatot HaChitzonot, their dam is put on the Yisod HaDromi. This is what we discussed, that it's the closest location when you come off the ramp on the southern side. That's one aspect, which is Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. We discussed yesterday that Tosafot thinks is not the reason behind it, and Rashi takes that out of the Girsa. But we'll have other reasonings, including Yom Meid Satum in a Mifurash. There's something explicit by those that are done bifnim, and that will teach us about what you do with the chitzonot. Nechalim, lifnim in a klaim, b'zichrei kuna. The korban chatat is one of the korbanot where the basar goes to the kohanim. That basar must be eaten within the azara. Lifnim a klaim is in the mishkan. The klaim are the area of the chatzera mishkan, which is the equivalent of the azara of the Beit HaMikdash. The kohanim must eat this korban in the azara. And it's only for the Zichrei Kuna, the male Kohanim, which is both played out by the Kohen HaMechate Uta. The Kohen that does the Avoda is entitled to eat, since only male Kohanim can do the Avoda. They're the only ones who can eat from it. As well as the fact that in Parsha Korach, it specifically states that it goes to the Zicharim. It goes to the males, in this case, as opposed to Kodshim Kalim, where it can be eaten by the entire family of the Kohen. B'chol Machal, the Kohanim have a right to eat it any which way they choose. The Yom Velaila, for one day and one night, that's the Mikdash, and the Mikdash tonight goes after the day. So the day that the Chatat is brought, you can eat that day, and the subsequent night. Ad Chatzot, until midnight, that's our Chokka, so that you don't have Notar. Notar happens at Alot HaShachar. So in order to prevent people coming up against the deadline, the first Mishnah in Brachot says, L'archik et Adam min Aveira. They made it that there's a stopping point, midrabanan, at midnight. You cannot eat the basar past midnight, even though it only becomes pasul, only becomes notar, at alota shachar. And we'll stop here by the Gemara on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.